As health officials in Northern California treat the COVID-19 case of a first one of an unknown origin, health officials are raising questions about the decision to delay the patient's testing for several days, possibly exposing others to the virus.
Also troubling for experts, even after being placed on a ventilator at a local hospital, she was not tested for 4 days. The California governor also concerned, explaining the state is running out of kits to test for the virus.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Herr.
A 36-year-old man admits to attacking a Leavenworth police officer. Anthony Dunkel pleaded guilty to felony battery of a law enforcement officer, making a criminal threat and interference with a law enforcement officer. Prosecutors say Dunkel approached an officer sitting in a police car with a window down last April and started punching him. Dunkel apparently was angry with that officer over an earlier incident that led to his arrest. The officer had a cut on his face and scrapes on his hand.
In sports, reports from the NFL Insider say that the Chiefs plan to franchise tag one of their biggest stars. Apparently, the Chiefs will franchise tag star defensive lineman Chris Jones. Now, I'm glad they explained what this is because I didn't quite get it. In the NFL, the franchise tag is a designation a team may apply to a player scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent. That tag binds the player to the team for 1 year if certain conditions are met.
This week's big sell-off on Wall Street suggests stocks have finally caught up to the bond market, where fear of an economic slowdown has been evident for months. Investors continue shoveling money into U.S. government bonds. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note keeps setting record lows, and last week, the 30-year Treasury yield hit an all-time low.
Sprinkles possible, a high of 52 today. We drop down to 31 tonight. Sunny, windy, and 62 on Saturday, and mostly cloudy and 66 on Sunday.